Let's kick it off with Tumbling Dice.
All right, let's do it. More from the Dice Collector himself, a 98.1. Tumbling Dice by the Stones, 98.1 KKFM. I'm JP. In the studio with me, my co-host. Only one of us here, by the way, is a Guinness record holder, and it's not me. This guy right here, world's largest collection of dice, Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming out. I like dice games. I like board games. It's fun. You know, people that know me know I like nerdy stuff like that. Not to call you a nerd. You're an intimidating fellow with a badass hat as well. You can see that on our social media. DiceCollector.com is your website. You have tens of thousands of dice on there, the world's largest collection. That's proven. You're in the record books. What have you learned over the years about collecting dice?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that collecting dice has done for me, and that is I have learned a ton of history. Because I had to go back. It's like, okay, I've never heard of this and such. I went back and looked it up, and wow.
So like, give me an example of some historic moments.
For instance, there is a game, and the name is slipping my mind right now, but it was released just before December 7th, 1941.
And
it has long been a urban legend that it was a signal from German to Japanese people when the attack would come and things like that.
Oh, my God.
And it was debunked.
Yeah.
Like within a year.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone ignored that.
Wow.
The New Yorker magazine was one who published it, and then I believe it was the Los Angeles Times who debunked the legend.
Wow. Oh, man. That's crazy, the stories you can get over dice. See that? I knew you had some stories. You look like a guy with a bunch of stories. I love it. Roll the Bones. Great pick. Another choice by Kevin himself, the Dice Collectors, KKFM. The Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. Kind of fitting. It's 98.1 KKFM. My co-host with me in the studio is Kevin Cook, local guy who happens to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for the world's largest dice collection. You don't have a collection like that without being a bit of a gambling man yourself. I saw on your website, you have every dice list out there, which is great, but message pops up that says not for sale. Like, you make it clearly. You're a collector. Maybe I'll try to trade to get something, but you're not selling dice. I'd imagine you got some crazy offers. What's like the weirdest one you ever got?
I have really only had one person offer to buy the whole collection.
Okay.
And that was for $1 million.
No way. That wasn't serious, right?
I don't believe that was serious.
It's like a Dr. Evil, $1 million. Kevin, thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
From the Chief Fake.